It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. No matter how much you love music, it is hard to keep up with all the new music that's released each year. That is why we turn to Iowa Public Radio's experts. This year, this hour, we're going to find out about the best new music in classical, folk, and blues. And we're going to start the hour with classical and IPR classical music host Barney Sherman, who you can hear weekdays from 1 to 5 on IPR Classical and Saturdays from noon to 4. Hello, Barney.
Hi, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here today. And I know you have an extensive list that we're going to try to get through. Tell me about your first pick.
Well, as you know, I agree. It's impossible to keep up. And I don't even pretend to have a way of knowing what the best of the year was. I'm not even sure there is such a thing as a definitive list, but it really was a great year for music, and you want to do justice to that. So I thought maybe I'd look at a few trends and some releases that relate to them. So I thought I'd start with Iowa, which has a number of really vital music scenes. I happened to focus a lot of attention this last year on our choral scene, which engages a lot of Iowans. It's very creative. But one thing I also noticed is how connected it is to the great choral scenes elsewhere in the world. And my stand-in for all that today is Estonia, the Baltic Republic. Now, we had a story at our website last summer by David Puterbauer of the University of Iowa about its singing revolution, how it gained independence from the Soviet Union in a song festival, his experience singing there. One thing he didn't mention in that article, though, is that he had a CD come out this year in which he conducts an Estonian choir.
Oh.
And it's called Black Birch in Winter. It's great music by Estonian and American composers, new pieces. And I thought we might hear the title track, which has a text by Richard Wilbur.
Just a little taste of Black Birch in Winter that was conducted by the University of Iowa's own David Puterbaugh. That's gorgeous, Barney.
Isn't
All
it?
Right. So you're going to give us another trend now?
Yes, a really notable one in 2019 in many fields, definitely classical music, was diversity, gender, race, Me Too. And in an art that has a long history like classical music and with a kind of built-in hierarchy, think of film, it's especially challenging to reach gender balance at the top levels of power. So think of winning the Oscar for Best Director or something. Well, in classical music, that would mean conducting and composing. They're sort of high in the hierarchical process, and it's a slow process. 2019 seemed to be a year where you could at least sense changes in the air. Women appointed to conduct major opera houses and symphonies, not yet the top level ones and still very few, and also
but maybe starting to break through that glass ceiling.
By major ensembles, though way less than half as often as men. I could name so many names. Mirga Grazinta Tila, one of her albums from Birmingham's, was a favorite of mine. And another one was Florence Price, a forgotten African-American genius whose fourth symphony was found in a cardboard box in a shed in St. Charles, Illinois in 2009, where she died in that shed in 1953. That would have been lost if a couple had just chucked it into recycling before checking the contents. So we got to hear that symphony this year. But for my sound sample, another piece by Florence Price is part of an album called Project W, Works by Diverse Women Composers. It's conducted by Mei Ann Chen. It's by the Chicago Sinfonietta. And aside from Three Little Pieces by Florence Price, it has music by four women of our time: Jennifer Higdon, Jessie Montgomery, Rina Esmail, and Clarice Assad, who originally is from Brazil. I love the concept, but it's also really engaging music, and the album is a great listen. So from Project W, here's one of the little pieces by Florence Price.
Just a taste of Nimble Feet by Florence Price from the album Project W by the Chicago Sinfonietta, conducted by Mayan Chen. All right, Barney, what's next?
Well, another, I guess that is an example of something that is a broader trend. In the last decade, and especially 2019, composers and performers in classical music seemed more compelled to address social and political issues through their music. And I could list half a dozen examples. But for our show, I thought I'd focus on climate. And the challenge is how to write music that adds something valuable to the discussion. Your music probably won't change anybody's mind. So what can an artist do? Well, one composer who stood out for a lot of us was John Luther Adams, who was kind of an outsider literally. A typical 22-year-old composer goes to New York or L.A., but he moved to the northern edge of Alaska to work on environmental protection. And in the 40 years that followed, just listening to nature, he developed a unique style. It produces a kind of feeling of awe at nature. Well, in 2014, he won the Pulitzer and the Grammy, and inspired Taylor Swift to give $50,000 to the orchestra with a piece called Become Ocean. And this year, it turned out that was part of a trilogy. Well, this year was the third piece in that trilogy. It's called Become Desert. And he's covering new terrain. It's the Sonora Desert. And it's he tries to convey what he calls the singing of light.
That was not actually Become Desert. That was...
Weinberg. Whoops.
Yeah. It's all right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what we just heard, and then we'll play a little bit of Become Desert.
Yes, that was a composer named Mieczysław Weinberg, who was a great Jewish Polish composer. Mirga Grażyna Tyla is the first woman to be the conductor of the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, with a major label recording her, and this is a passion project for her, his neglected works. And 2019 was the centennial of his birth. He died in the Soviet Union, and you can hear how inspired the orchestra is by their conductor. It's really a very beautiful experience. But yes,
that was very beautiful. I agree. So let's listen to a little bit of Become Desert. So you were talking about it earlier by John Luther Adams. All right, just a taste of Become Desert by John Luther Adams. And we have time for just one more, Barney. If you're very quick, tell us about your next selection.
It's a golden age for people playing the standard repertory. I've especially noticed it with the piano, just some great Chopin playing. And the one I picked is Daniil Trifonov playing a piece called Silver Sleigh Bells, his transcription of the opening of Rachmaninoff's choral symphony, The Bells.
All right, just a little taste of the Silver Sleigh Bells, Rachmaninoff's Silver Sleigh Bells from the choral symphony, The Bells. Barney Sherman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much for having me, Charlie.
Oh, we could have talked for an hour. Barney Sherman, IPR classical music host with some of the best new music of 2019. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, the best new music from 2019 in classical, folk, and the blues. We just heard from IPR's Barney Sherman with some great classical music picks. And now we are turning our attention to the world of folk. Karen Impala is the host of The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Stream Sundays from 1 to 4. Hello, Karen.
Good afternoon. It's good morning, actually. I'm not used to being on the radio in
the
morning.
Well, it's lovely to have you here on our side of the day.
Yes. So, and the Folk Tree is actually 1 to 5 on Sundays. The rebroadcast gets an hour cut off, so it's 1 to 4 on the online music stream only on Mondays, but understandable confusion there.
All right. Well, Karen, you have made us a list of your best folk picks this year. Are there any overall trends? Was 2019 a good year?
It was a good year, and as always, I have trouble. I make a long list, and then I have a lot of trouble cutting it down, but I managed. One thing I didn't put on my list and want to give honorable mention to before we start, it's not new music, but I just wanted to point out the soundtrack to the Ken Burns film Country Music, his documentary about country music, is wonderful. Two-disc set. If there's a fan of roots music on your Christmas list, that'd be a great pick for them. But we're not hearing anything from that.
All right. So tell me about your first pick on your list.
My first pick is Rhiannon Giddens' new one. Rhiannon Giddens is a goddess, basically. She's African-American, actually biracial, and classically trained as a singer, but then started delving into realizing that there was an African-American old-timey string band tradition, and she got into that. She now, her partner in music and in life these days is an Italian gentleman named Francesco Turisi. So he has a big part on this album. He plays percussion and piano and some other things as well. And the CD is called There Is No Other, because she says in making it, They were struck by the commonality of the human experience through music, how instruments, modes, and the very functions of songs and tunes are universal from culture to culture. So truly, there is no other. In other words, we are all one. But this from that album, this is a song she wrote called I'm On My Way.
Watching from my window, the curtain coming down. A blue as black as warning, a silence like a sound that rattles at the cages that hold my heart and mind. I call my name to wonder just what I hope to find. A bird so high above the fray, what should he mean to me? His crooked song gone crazy, the swaying arms of trees that wave to me like the hungry waiting for the tide. My tipping boat still hoping I might reach the other side.
Rhiannon Gibbons with I'm On My Way from the album There Is No Other, proclaimed a goddess by Karen Impala. All right, what's next on your list, Karen?
Okay, this is an interesting one. I'm always interested in sort of cultural fusions. It's a band called Che Apalache. It was started by a guy named Joe Troop, who's a fiddle player from North Carolina, who found himself living in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and teaching bluegrass and old-time music for a living. He met up with some musicians, two from Argentina and one from Mexico, and they formed what was originally a bluegrass band, but they began incorporating more and more Latin American styles into their repertoire and came up with something really interesting. The song we're going to hear is called La Milonga del Cuis Empedernido, and it's basically about how electronics and our cell phones and everything are taking over our lives, and we should just put down our phones and relate to each other.
Este mundo está jodido. Encendés la maquinita, ya tenés 10.000 amigos. Agarrás el ratoncito y metes un par de clics. No me vengas con me gustas, quiero verte, soy un ¿en qué quilombo nos metimos? El celular es sagrado y no pasas ni un segundo sin mirarlo enamorado. Lo querés más que a tu vieja, que a tu hermano y tu papá. Ese bicho no merece el cariño que le da.
Che Apalache with, I'm going to try, all right? La Milonga del Cuis Empedernido from the album Rearrange My Heart. You did it better, Karen. You had more time to practice, but with some great advice for
and
this
3 years
holiday
of Spanish in high school.
Oh,
as well.
Good, good. All right, what's third on your list?
A group called Windborne. It's a four-piece, mostly a cappella vocal. They're a group. They're out of Brattleboro, Vermont, and they are... they're youngish. They look to be in their 20s, maybe early 30s from the pictures. But they're very steeped in all kinds of very traditional folk music. This is a double CD. It's called Recollections/Revolutions. And we're going to hear from the Revolutions sound with the song, which side. And this is the classic labor song, Which Side Are You On?
Are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Come all you good workers, good news to you I'll tell. Of how that good old union has come in here to dwell. Oh, which side are you on, boys? Which side?
Rousing. Windborne with Which Side Are You On? From the album Recollections and Revolutions. As you said, Karen, that's from the revolutionary part of it. What's next on your list?
Charlie Parr is a true eccentric out of Duluth, Minnesota. He's kind of blues-based. He took a lot of his inspirations from There were some blues players in the 60s in Minnesota, Kerner, Ray, and Glover, and he took some inspiration from them, but he's also just a fascinating kind of songwriter and storyteller. It's probably about his fifth album, I think, but it's simply called Charlie Parr, and we're going to hear On Stealing a Sailboat.
I had a boat, says Ed. I laughed, cause he's always broke. I said, Ed, can't even afford to float. You can't afford to float. Drifting away from the shore. So we're down there near the end, you know, with all them pretty sailboats are tied.
Oh, I wish we had time to listen and find out how that turns out. Charlie Parr on Stealing a Sailboat from the album Charlie Parr. All right, Karen, what's next?
Okay, next is the Irish band Dervish, which is just a great player of traditional Irish music. Their regular vocalist is Kathy Jordan, but on this album they have a lot of different guest artists. The album's called The Great Irish Songbook, and the vocalist on the track we're going to hear is Brendan Gleeson, and if that name sounds familiar to you, he's mostly known as an actor, but he's no slouch as a singer as well. If you want to place him, he was Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter movies. So here is Dervish with Brendan Gleeson and the Rocky Road to Dublin.
Was in the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls a tune, sad and broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me tears and grief to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, I cut a stout like horn to banish ghost and double and brand new pair of blokes, rattled o'er the bogs and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road, the double and on to 3 for 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin and whack for lollida. In Mullingar that night I rested him, so where he started by daylight, next morning bright and early, took a drop of the pure to keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure. When there he's on for drinking, see the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, but set your heart a bubble and asked if I was hired, the wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare.
Wow, he doesn't even have to breathe. That's incredible. Dervish, Rocky Road to Dublin from the Great Irish Songbook. I just had to do a Google image search because I could just only imagine him with the one magical eye. And right. But he looks a little different in real life. All right, what's next, Karen?
A duo called The Lark and the Loon. They are a husband and wife duo. They're based out of Arkansas, but they're I forget which is which, but one of them's from Colorado, whose state bird is the lark, and the other one's from Minnesota, whose state bird is the loon, hence the name. And just to keep everything confusing, this is their third album, but it's called Two. It was recorded in New Orleans and has a kind of ragtime, almost music hall feel to a lot of them. This one's called Pack Your Suitcase.
Suitcase and rag and coat. Oh, I don't mind the weather. I'm light as a feather, tumbling down the road.
No need for diamonds or pretty bows. Just a pack on my back. Oh, it suits me better. I'm light as a feather, tumbling down the road.
Whenever I try to settle down, the wind blows through my window. Picks me up and carries me right out my front door. I'm gonna travel on, you can tag along. We'll be two bone to bag of bones. Light as a feather, tumbling down the road.
The Lark and the Loon with Pack Your Suitcase from their album Two. What's next, Karen?
John McCutcheon, who's kind of an institution in folk music himself, but this year he put out an album that's a tribute to the late Pete Seeger. Some great songs that Pete wrote and that were well known in his repertoire. So it's called To Everyone in All the World. The song we're going to hear was written by Malvina Reynolds, who you may know of. Her probably most famous song is Little Boxes, but this one is called God Bless the Grass, and it's usually done in a very stark way, but this was kind of a very lush arrangement of it, and I really liked it.
God bless the grass that grows through the cracks. They roll the concrete over it and they try to keep it back. But the concrete gets tired of what it has to do. It breaks and it buckles and the grass grows through. God bless the grass. God bless the grass. Grows through cement. It's green, it's tender.
John McCutcheon with God Bless the Grass from the album To Everyone in All the World, a celebration of Pete Seeger. And what's next, Karen?
Fink, Marxer, and Gleaves, which sounds like a law firm. But Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer have been a duo since sometime in the 1980s, and they've recently become a trio with a guy named Sam Gleaves, who's in his late 20s, so he wasn't even born when Kathy and Marcy started singing together. And this is just, having a third person gives them, more possibilities for harmony, which always warms my heart. And Sam plays banjo and some other instruments. And several of the songs on this have a kind of just gospel feel, and they're just really bouncy and upbeat. So this is the title song called Shout and Shine.
Shout, shout, shine, shine, shout, shout, shine, shine. Every soul is divine. Shout, shout, shine, shine, shout, shout, shine, shine. Open the doors, hear a shout and shine.
Left-handed, right-handed, short and tall, whoever we believe.
Fink, Marxer, and Gleaves with Shout and Shine from the album Shout and Shine. All right, we're down to number 9. What's
okay,
next?
Joel Mabus. I know he's been on my best of list several years, but he has announced that this is probably his last album. He's getting on in years. He's just a great, very steeped in tradition. His parents played on the W.S. Barn Dance out of Chicago, but he's also a great songwriter. And anyway, this one's kind of a nostalgic one called The Moon May Never Shine This Way Again.
Moon come lifting, lifting through the trees. Silver shadows dancing, dancing on the breeze. The water slapping rhythm in the sand. Oh, the moon may never shine.
Joel Mabus, The Moon May Never Shine This Way Again from the album Time and Truth. And that brings us to your final pick of
the
day.
We've actually got through the list.
I know.
I'm amazed.
I am also amazed.
Okay, I'm just not going to say much about Michael Cleveland, except he's a great, great fiddler. His newest album is called Tall Fiddler, and he's backed up by his regular band here called Flame Keeper. This tune is Arkansas.
Thank you.
That's Michael Cleveland with Arkansas from the album Tall Fiddler. Wow. Karen Impala, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Karen Impala is the host of The Folk Tree on Iowa Public Radio's Studio One stream. You can hear her Sundays from 1 to 5. A lot of great folk music to share. Coming up in just a moment, we'll find out about what's new in the world of blues. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. 2019 is almost over, so this hour we're talking about the best new music in classical, folk, and the blues. We've already talked with Karen Impala and Barney Sherman. Now it's time for blues man Bob Doerr to tell us about the blues. Bob Doerr, of course, is the host of Blue Avenue Sundays on Iowa Public Radio. He also hosts the Beatles Medley and Backtracks. Hey, Bob.
It's the blues, baby.
Thanks for getting up early for us again this year.
My annual before 9 o'clock in the morning rise.
Oh, it means a lot to us.
Actually, there was one other time this year I had jury duty.
Well, I hope this is slightly more fun than jury duty.
More fun.
Was it a good year in blues?
Indeed, it was. You know, the last couple of years we've kind of dubbed as the year of women.
Mm-hmm.
This year is kind of all over the place. A lot more harmonica players than normal. It was a good year for me.
Great. All right. Well, tell us what's first on your list.
Okay. First, I thought we'd start out with the new guy. The guy is not even 20 years old, a really old soul, born and raised in Clarksdale, Mississippi, storied historic city in the blues lore, and has a number one Billboard blues album as a 20-year-old. His name is Christone Ingram, but everybody calls him Kingfish.
When I see bad things happen to good folks every day, children going hungry with nothing on their plates, I believe these blues won't ever go. People try to end their troubles by drinking whiskey down, but I believe these blues will always be around.
Believe these blues, Christone Kingfish Ingram. He does sound like an old soul. That's good stuff, Bob. What's next?
I thought we'd go from the new to the very old. Bobby Rush is
nice.
Back again. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame. He's won Grammys for his blues awards. He says he's 86 years old, but it's hard to believe. And, he's still like the funkiest man alive. He's got the good stuff.
I like the way you dance. I like the way you move. I like the way you carry yourself, girl, huh? So cool. You got a sweet personality and a smile so bright. You can make a man do wrong, girl, when he won't do right. You got the good stuff. Know you got the good stuff. You got the good stuff. Wow, wow, you know you got the good stuff. You got the good stuff. Uh-huh. Know you got the good stuff. You got the good stuff. Well, you know you got the good stuff.
Bobby Rush with good stuff from the album Sitting on Top of the Blues. A little bit of that great harmonica there. What's next?
I think on the next on the list is another harmonica player. He will be inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in January and has taken on the works of Little Walter. Many people consider Walter the greatest harmonica player ever. And I would have to say that sometimes Billy Branch outdoes the master.
Ooh.
It's all a collection of Little Walter songs called Roots and Branches, and this is Nobody But You.
Nobody but you, babe. Nobody but you, babe. is sweet.
And the Sons of the Blues with Nobody But You from the album Roots and Branches. All right, what's next, Bob?
Next on the list is Sugar Blue, who everybody probably remembers as the harmonica player on Miss You by the Rolling Stones, that old single. This is one of those guys that harmonica player wannabes like me essentially stop listening to because he's so good. You just go, I will never ever be like that guy. Sugar Blue, the album is Colors, and this is and the Devil Too.
Devil too.
Wow. Sugar Blue with
See
the
what
Devil
I mean?
I,
see what I mean?
Exactly what you mean from the album Colors. That is incredible. I didn't know a harmonica could sound like that.
Me neither, and I've been trying to play it for 40 years.
All right, what's next, Bob?
Okay, I wanted to make sure that we got this next one on the program, and there's way too much music here, I'm beginning to realize. But, you know, we've been talking about Kevin Burt now for a couple of years because he won the International Blues Challenge, the blues man from Iowa City.
Yeah.
And we maybe have forgotten about Catfish Keith. Must be something there in the water in Iowa City. Keith is from Iowa City also, but he won the Blues Blast Award for Traditional Blues Album of the Year. He just got back from 6 weeks in the United Kingdom, and I think that's his 17th year of touring over there in the UK, and has another great record that just demonstrates his incredible prowess as a Piedmont-style guitar player. The album is Catfish Crawl. This is the title track.
Understood. Got the best jelly in the neighborhood. Put in the kitchen, down in the hall. Do the old catfish crawl. Chance to me.
Catfish Keith with the Catfish Crawl from his album Catfish Crawl. I feel like it's suddenly summer. I think there's enough room in my heart for both Catfish Keith and Kevin Burt.
Indeed.
So. All right, what's next on your list?
I had to throw in a Christmas song because next Tuesday I'll be doing the 45th Christmas Eve of my radio career.
So you picked the most sincere Christmas song that you could find, right?
It could be. We don't know, but it's certainly a different take. Kev Mo had two really great albums. The guy has never made a bad album, in my opinion. But I decided to throw in the Christmas song here. His brand new Christmas album, his first, is Moonlight, Mistletoe, and You. And this is Christmas is Annoying.
When I was a child, everything was magical. I believed in Santa Claus, it really was fantastical. We couldn't wait to open up the gifts around the tree. Mom and Dad were there with us, smiling joyfully. But now I'm all grown up, and Christmas is really annoying. I remember caroling and sledding down the hill, skating on the pond, you know, it really was a thrill. But now the thrill is gone and all my credit cards are maxed. I'm running here, running there, there's no time to relax. Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying.
I'm adding this to my playlist right now. That's awesome. Kev Mo, Christmas is Annoying from Moonlight, Mistletoe, and You. Is the rest of the album as good?
It's really, really great.
All right.
There's not a bad
track.
Gotta
check that out. Okay, what's next?
Well, I talked about the last 2 years have been the year of women in the blues, so we have to have at least one woman in this year of the harmonica player.
I think that's fair.
She is a one-time International Blues Challenge winner. Definitely the queen of Canada's blues scene, lives in Montreal these days, was awarded Female Artist of the Year by Blues Blast magazine, has a big band and a big voice. Dawn Tyler Watson is her name. The album is Mad Love, and this is Alligator.
Dawn Tyler Watson with Alligator from the album Mad Love. Okay, what's next, Bob? We are doing well. We can get through this list.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll get a couple of seconds from all the rest of these. The next one on the list is by Reese Wynans. And if you've seen me host the Joe Bonamassa specials on Iowa Public Television, Reese has always been his keyboard player since 2014. Reese Wynans knows how to pick guitar players. He was Stevie Ray Vaughan's keyboard player until Stevie's death. This is the first of his solo albums. It's called Crossfire, or the album is Sweet Release, and this is Crossfire.
Okay, just a tiny taste. Reese Wynans and Friends, the song Crossfire from the album Sweet Release. What is next?
This album came out very early in 2019, and I promised myself I was going to slip this into this year-end review because it's just undoubtedly the best blues live album and might just be the best overall album. It's called Killing It Live, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, and this is Calling San Francisco.
Well, you know, it seems like a month of Sunday. I've been out here on the road. Oh, it just seems
like a Mother Sunday. People out and out here on the road. Well, you know, I haven't seen my baby and I'm carrying a heavy load. And I left, you said you love me, and nobody could take my place.
Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. The song is Calling San Francisco from the album Killin' It Live. All right, your last blues pick, Bob.
Okay, the last blues pick is by my, I believe, the greatest blues songwriter of my adult lifetime from the mid-80s to right now. It's Rick Estrin. His band is the Nightcats. The album is Contemporary, and this is Runnin'.
Man, I'm running. Father time is on my trail. I feel him breathing down my neck. Good God, he's right up on my tail. I know that man is out to get me, getting closer every day. I ain't got a chance in hell that I can make my getaway. I feel him steady gaining on me, but he's running in my tracks. That line keeps moving up, I got no time for looking back. That's why I'm running.
Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. The song is Running. The album is Contemporary. And Bob, we're going to play out with a little bit of Ringo Starr today, but so many great blues picks. Tell me in 30 seconds what you want to talk about when it comes to re-releases, because of course you've got a lot of Backtracks fans listening too.
Well, everybody knows that it's the 50th anniversary for a couple of things. The Woodstock 50th anniversary box, the IPR, not only on Backtracks, but Trax itself has been playing from the 10 CD re-release of the Woodstock album. And we gave away a 3 CD set for fundraising premiums. Also, the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road, totally redone, remixed by Giles Martin, the Beatles producer George Martin's son, stunning remix of Abbey Road. And then Ringo's got a new album. I've become a real fan of Ringo Starr lately. The album is What's My Name. We're going to finish with the title track.
All right, Bob Doerr, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Bob Doerr with his blues picks and a little bit of Ringo Starr here as well. This is Talk of Iowa.